irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, October 8th, and we're back. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
So we both had a weekend. Mm. Mine was quiet. Yours was busy,
no,
right?
No, mine was pretty quiet except for yesterday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Quiet? Okay, cool.
I think I had the flu on Saturday.
Just one day?
I think it was like a 24-hour flu. I've never been that sick before.
Really?
Yeah, it was horrible.
What
I could
were you
barely
feeling?
Move, like body aches. Wow. I was like, my apartment was 80 degrees, but I felt like it was like 3 degrees.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was horrible. And then Sunday I woke up and I was fine.
Yes, you did obviously have something.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty bad. Well, I worked all day yesterday, so no stories there.
Mm.
And Saturday was, I went to see Stars Born.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was pretty good, actually. You know, for a guy, I think I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's more like a woman's story.
Yeah.
You know, but I should see it because I liked the first one.
I heard
from a long time ago.
Is it the same exact story?
More or less.
Did they change the ending or no?
I don't remember the original much. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
All I remember about Stars Born is this budding singer is meeting this rock. This guy was rock, kind of rock. But in the original one, it was country, I think.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, with Kris Kristofferson, I don't know. But anyway, they were both like cowboy types and stuff like that. And that's all I knew about it. But I got to tell you, they both put in good performance. He managed to talk like a cowboy, and it worked.
Yeah.
It really worked. Did you know that he directed it, too?
No.
He directed the film.
I didn't know that.
It's his first directing. It's his debut. So, and Lady Gaga was amazing. You know, you got to see her, not the real her because she was acting as someone, but at least you got to see what she really looks like.
Oh, because she's not really wearing any, like, makeup in the film, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. She looks totally, like, plain and normal.
Yeah.
But there's a part in the movie, I guess, and that reminded me, I don't know if it happened in the first one, but she says something like, people didn't think I'd make it because of my nose. My ugly nose. So he says, you know, you have the most beautiful nose and stuff. But that makes me wonder if Barbara Streisand also, they picked her because of the nose or something. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
You know?
That's a good point.
But I don't
Wait,
think
so. Wait,
so
does he die in this one too?
Well, I'm not telling you what happens. You don't want to know.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to Google it anyway.
Why?
Well, the first one he dies. And the second one, everyone's like, I cried so hard in the theater, so obviously.
Do you remember how he died in the first one?
No.
Okay.
But obviously he dies in the second one. Doesn't even matter if it's the same death or not.
That's
like, why would I want to get invested in a character just to see him die at the end?
Well, because you've seen both of them. She's growing and he's going down. You know, that's what it seems like. And to me, it just didn't seem.
Was it drugs? Was it alcohol?
Alcohol.
Oh.
Right.
So like an Amy Winehouse death.
But I think what killed him was when, I don't want to give away the movie. You want to enjoy
it. No,
you know?
I'm not going to see it till it comes
really?
Out on DVD.
Really? So you want to know a little more?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you. So she was getting the Grammy.
Yeah.
And he walked up to the stage staggering and then fell on the floor and was just slurring and shit in front of everybody. Front of the cameras and the Grammys. Imagine him walking up to the stage to be with her and he falls and trips because of his alcohol. And she kept on going and nothing happened. But then her manager came to him and told him, he says, do you realize what you did? He says, you almost fucked up her career.
Right.
Totally.
Right.
So that made him snap.
And then
with guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually how it goes.
But they had good chemistry, I felt.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the music was okay. It was a little too much music, but
right. That's
what the movie is about. You know?
See, I don't like movies like that. Like Walk the Line was a little too much for me, and I felt like there was a lot of music in that too.
Yeah. It's not a musical. I mean, they
talk.
They don't sing to each other.
But they still have parts of the movie where it's like them performing on stage
right,
or in the studio, and it's like...
Right.
Okay.
But it was amazing. I mean, it was their point of view. You didn't really see them from the audience's point of view. It was more like, you know, mm-hmm. views from the stage and things like that. So, I don't know, some kind of a couple things didn't really make sense, but, you know, whatever. I liked her, and I think she made a good acting. I think it was a debut for her in that one, too.
Right.
But the music was okay, but there was a couple of good songs that she sang.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, at any rate, I think you'll like it.
No, I'm sure I will.
Cry or something.
But I'm not going to go to a movie theater and cry. That's not, like, what I want to do.
Right. No, you're going to see it at home, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. When I'm sitting on the couch and I can be like...
But you see, for me, a movie is a good opportunity to see a movie from beginning to end in one sitting, right?
Right.
So, there you go. So, there's something to be said about going to the movies sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But because at home, look, I started watching American Assassin. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So already watched it in three parts and I'm still not halfway through, you know? So it sucks because you don't even remember what you just saw.
I have to watch a movie like from beginning to end at that moment.
Yeah,
it's very hard for me to pause and go back. And if I paused it, I wasn't really into it to begin with.
Yeah. You see, with me, it's like... I just get impatient after 30 minutes and I just move on.
Right, you know? Right.
And I'm like, I'll come back to it. I don't know why that is, but that's what happens, you know?
Yeah, but that's like the most ineffective way to watch
movies
ever.
But I guess it's because I'm a reader and I'm used to reading things in like parts, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to read a full book in like a
in
day.
In one sitting,
yeah.
Right. Not many people do, although some do.
Yeah, not you me. Know?
In a couple hours, they can finish a whole fucking book. I'm like, how can he do that?
Yeah, I know.
You know? I mean, I measured, for me, it's 20 pages an hour or something like that. 20, 25 pages an hour.
Right.
That's okay. That's probably sort of average or something.
Yeah, if they're long pages or short pages, though.
Well, let's say average. I don't know. Like an adult book, you know, it would be pretty long, maybe.
Right.
You know, I don't know how many words.
20 pages an hour is not a lot.
I know. I don't read that fast. 20, 25 maybe now. It also depends. You know what it depends on? If it's a fiction book or a nonfiction book. Because nonfiction, you have to read slower. Because you're learning something.
Right, and the new characters usually be... Oh, nonfiction.
Right, but in fiction, it just flows, you know? And even if you miss a couple of words or lines,
I think
whatever,
they're both hard to keep up with. Mm. Like, I'd have a...
It's hard for you to focus on reading?
Yeah, like, if to keep up with, like, five different characters, like, oh, God.
Oh, wow. Would be not only five characters, but five different books, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
Yeah,
you know?
But I mean, non-fictional, you're right. You do have to read slower because you're trying to retain all the information that you're reading.
And that's why usually they're also shorter than novels.
Yeah.
You know, usually 200 pages or something for business books. And
Who the fuck would read a business book, honestly? Oh, sorry.
Like marketing. You see, that's the thing. You're not into that. Doesn't mean other people are not.
I would never go to a bookstore and be like, yeah, let me get this book on business.
Oh, fuck.
Definitely what I want to do is.
I have all of them.
This is definitely what I want to do on Thursday night is read this business book.
You'll change. It's the age.
Yeah, no.
You just want to have fun, though.
For sure.
Yeah, you know. But... I don't know. I've always been a reader. I don't know why, but I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, no, definitely not.
I spiced it up with some movies, and that's my entertainment.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, all I do is watch TV.
I know.
I love it.
It's a lot of fucking TV.
I have so many shows that I need to catch up on. Like, they're all on demand right now.
That's a lot of shows, man.
So what are some signs if a guy likes you?
Some signs if a guy likes you. I think the most important thing is they want to be with you a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like on a regular basis.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, look, if I meet someone and I'm really excited about her and stuff,
right.
I'll want to see her every day now.
Every day is a lot, though.
Well, yeah, okay. But still, you feel like you want to be with her. I mean, that's the point,
right.
Isn't it?
That's true.
Mm. So... He'll write you, he'll call you, whatever, try to make plans.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. I mean, if I go on a first date, I had fun, I'll call the following day, say I had fun, when are we meeting again? You know, I can't wait to see you again or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Did that happen?
No, I mean, So I hung out. I met the guy on Sunday, last Sunday. Then I hung out with him on Wednesday. Uh-huh. And then we hung out last night.
Okay.
But last night was like an actual, like, we actually hung out, like went out in public, hung out.
Yeah.
Not just hung out.
Was
in the bedroom.
It good? Did you like it?
From beginning to end.
Really?
Laughed all night. Like, I would say, like, I have not met someone that I'm this comfortable with.
Well, there you go. I know. You're making progress.
But then I don't know how he feels.
Well.
And I was trying to, like, psychologically break him down. Like, I was like, I can already kind of figure out. I feel like he's the type of dude that won't. Like, even if he did want to see me every day, he's not going to express that because he doesn't want to get attached.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that what you feel?
Yeah, 110. And I told him, too.
So you'll have a lot of work to do on him.
I don't want another fixer-upper, though.
No, but just to commit, you know, make him see that it's worth it for him to be exclusive with you.
Yeah, because I told him, I was like, I really didn't even think you were going to come through. On the comedy show. Because, like, we talked about it and we planned on going, but I didn't think he was actually going to end up going. Because on Thursday and Friday, I would, like, text him and not get a response.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing. And I was
I don't understand that, you know?
And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And then finally he's like, yeah, we're on for tomorrow. And I'm like, you're so weird.
Yeah.
But it's good. Like, it's not good when I'm not with him because he doesn't really speak.
Right.
But it's really good when I am with him.
Yeah.
You know?
He doesn't what speak?
Like, he doesn't, like, he's not really a texter.
Right.
You know? And I'm not going to.
Is he a talker on the phone?
I don't know. I'm not a talker on the phone.
No, but he hasn't really called you, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's not really making an effort then.
Yeah, but I feel like after tonight, I mean, after last night, there's no. Like, I could tell by the way he was looking at me, I feel. Yeah.
So tell me something. Has he written to you since last night?
I just left his house right before I got here. So.
Oh, okay. So he hasn't had a chance.
No.
Okay.
He's probably still sleeping, honestly.
Well, I'm happy for you. I mean, it sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I haven't had fun with anybody in a while. Good. Or at all since I moved out here.
Okay, there you go. So you're making progress. Take it easy. Don't go, you know, let him come to you.
Yeah,
you need to know that he wants to be with you.
Right. So, like,
and then unleash yourself on him.
So leave the crazy at the door, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
No, really. I mean, don't show. I mean, don't be overeager. You know,
overeager to see him, right?
Right.
Right.
Or yeah, you just gotta let him know that you enjoy being with him.
Right. Well, I think that's like a mutual thing.
Right.
Like it's
just
but like,
let him know that.
I don't feel like I have to let him know that.
Reinforce it.
But what? Hey, I enjoy being with you.
No, tell him I had so much fun. You're amazing. I think we'll enjoy being together.
Definitely not saying that.
No, spending time together.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to start long-term plans.
No. Hey, I really think we'll enjoy being together because we are going to be together.
Yeah, it's a fact, man.
Oh.
Get ready now. How old is he?
He's 35.
Okay, so you're good as far as age.
Yeah, but
he's not young like those.
No, he's not, but he's also has a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And like he'll wear like sweatpants out, but he's got to put on like his fancy jewelry. Like, he's, like, one of those guys.
Yeah, you were telling me about the sweatpants. Come on, man.
He wore sweatpants last night. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's so cute.
Okay, you'll have to show me a picture because I can't imagine it being cute.
No, he was, like, he had, like, checkered Vans on and, like, black sweatpants and a black top. And I thought he looked good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure he'll look fantastic if he wears, like, a button-down jeans and stuff.
Right. Well, whatever.
But we just went to, like, a comedy show, so it's, like, whatever.
I know. Well, we already had this conversation, but
yeah.
I would never go out to sweats. But look again. I mean, it's different styles, different this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, to me, sweatpants.
I think it's all about your confidence. Like, whatever you wear, you just got to wear it like, yeah, I'm wearing this shit.
Right.
You know?
True. Wear whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
Whoops. What am I doing?
Playing a YouTube video.
No. I just pressed the video by mistake. I'm forgetting him on the air. No, I don't know why this fucking video.
Welcome to Monday.
Yeah, Monday it is. Also, Venom started and broke records.
It broke records, but everyone's saying the reviews are really bad.
Really?
Yeah, I still want to see it, though.
Yeah. Made $80 million.
I mean, that's pretty damn good.
It is good, man.
For a movie that quote-unquote bombed.
Right.
$80 million is pretty good. And that's only opening weekend. It's still going to be in theaters for like a few more weeks, too.
Probably, yeah. But they're saying, yeah, it broke records for October box office.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so it, yeah, and you're right. It says it pulled it off with some awful review.
Yeah. 110%.
31% score on Rotten Tomatoes. Wow.
Yeah, but then on Rotten Tomatoes, it's not really that. Like, I've watched movies on there that have had 19%, and I've loved them.
Right.
So it's like, fuck you guys.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. You know that,
who are you?
Your taste is the same as all the other people.
Exactly. And then a movie that got like 99%, I watch, and I think it's trash.
Right.
So it's like, who are you?
Exactly. Don't listen to this shit.
Yeah, I know.
But in some things it works, you know, but still, like when I look for hotels, I always look at the reviews, right? There's always someone, one or two or three, that will like totally trash the fucking place.
Right.
But you go, is this the same place that the other people are bragging about, you know? I mean, what the fuck? So then you go, and so then you have to make your own decision, right? And you, so then I got to look at the things, and then I realize, you know what? The reviews aren't that important.
Right.
Because everybody's experience is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might like the place.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what happens. But it's funny. I just remembered a listener, a longtime listener, sent me an email, and he says, so you seem to be cussing a lot more these days. And I'm like, I don't think so. Do you?
No, I think we are pretty like level. I like how we started.
I mean,
and how
sometimes we'll just say fucking or fucking in the scheme of things, right. But not for the sake of saying it.
Right. Like, we're not give me the fucking Coke.
Yeah.
Like, no one's talking like that.
Exactly.
And know? I just don't get why people are so offended by that in 2018. Like, everybody swears. It's just
and
like
everybody
normal.
Everybody talks like that. Right?
Yeah. It's just like if my kid like was like, hey, pass me the fucking mashed potatoes. Yeah. I'm like, hey, here you fucking go. It's just like, who cares?
Exactly.
People just want to be mad about something, I swear.
That's true.
Like, about anything.
No, I mean, that's what you get today, and in politics especially. People are so fucking angry on both sides.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody fucking hates everybody, mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. So, one more thing is I saw on one of your feeds, I don't even remember where, because I never have the audio on when mm-hmm. I'm on the computer, period. Because I'll, like, sit outside.
You don't want other people to be like, what the fuck is he doing?
Exactly. Yeah. Why is he listening to all this shit?
I get it.
And no headphones for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there and just going through it. So, but anyway, there was a clip with you
and
at the Bad Girls Club. Who's Carmella?
The one in the black dress.
Right. So that wasn't your sister.
No.
It didn't look like her.
No.
But I expected her to be sitting next to you.
No, she didn't do that show with me.
Really?
Yeah, me and Gabby have done 3 shows together, but I've done 7 without her.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me something. So Carmella was on your side or something?
Camilla.
Camilla? Was she on
that
your
name's
side?
Cute, though, Carmella.
Yeah. Camilla, okay.
She was on my side, yeah. That's like my sister in... like the grand scheme of things. Like, that's who I'm going to do a podcast with eventually one day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, so we're like bad girls.
And what was she arguing about with that blonde?
So we went to Hawaii.
Right.
And we went to like this luau and we had our cameras and the blonde head stole her camera and like wouldn't tell her where it is. But her grandfather passed away. So she had pictures of her grandfather on that camera.
Wow.
So she asked Jada, hey, did you take my camera? And she said no. But the producer, like, she, like, when I tell you she lost her shit, like, while we were in Hawaii, I was like, oh, we're about to get kicked off the island. Like, wow. We're about to fight at this luau.
Yeah.
So producers got her camera back and, like, held on to it. Obviously, they couldn't say that for footage viewing, but they were like, just don't, like, beat her up, okay?
Yeah.
We can't afford for you to go home.
No, who needs this?
So at the reunion, she called her out, and they again told her not to like square up with her, but she ended up, the white girl ended up hitting me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Sucker punched me.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, so you're not going to fight Cam because she's 3 times bigger than you, but you're going to fight me because I'm clapping that Cam
right.
beats
now,
her
Now, is
ass.
That allowed though?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, that type of show doesn't care.
Yeah.
My fight with me, when I got my ass beat, was 35 minutes long. Every producer, every security guard, everyone was in the room. They were just trying to get their money shot. And once they did, they broke it up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah. They wouldn't let me go to bed for a full day. That's how fucked up I was.
Oh, my God.
They're like, hey, you can sue if you want to, but you'll never be on TV again.
Yeah.
And I was 22 at the time. I was like, no. I obviously want to be on TV again.
Yeah.
So.
Shit, man. That's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. What a way to earn a living, you know?
I know.
You got to find something.
I know. And if the money was worth it, I wouldn't care getting my ass beat. Yeah. Like, whatever. That's the role I play. But, like, if the money is not that good... And people are putting hands on me the way they shouldn't be putting hands on me. Like, I ain't with the shits.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, what can you do?
Nothing, literally.
So, the latest news is grim. Did you hear about the limo that crashed in New York?
Yeah, but, like, what was the cause?
Okay, well, that's what they're saying. They don't know.
And only they two people in the limo survived.
No, all of them. 17 passengers... the driver and then two pedestrians.
No, but two people from the limo survived.
No.
Yeah, there was 20 people involved in the accident. I think that's what I read.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 17 passengers.
But I thought two
one
people.
One driver and two people on the street. So, no, I'm telling you, I'm looking right at
it. So everyone in the limo died.
Everyone in the limo died.
Oh, my God. And see, that's why when people are like, we're taking a party bus, we're doing this, that, I'm like, I'll meet you at that
right.
bitch.
Right. Four sisters died. Can you imagine?
So it was somebody's, like, bachelorette party or something, right?
Yeah, like a birthday party.
Yeah, it has
something.
To be something.
Birthday party, 17 guests. Right.
Can you imagine finding out all four of your daughters died in the same crash?
Yeah. Who put 17 people, even in an SUV limo? That's a lot of people. Think about it.
No,
I don't know. Apparently
a stretch limo can fit a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's really long. But my question is, was the limo driver drunk?
Well, that's what they're saying. He didn't have the proper license for that kind of a car to drive. And also, the car did not pass inspection last month. Was not supposed to be on the road.
Oh.
So we don't know what happened. They're going to find out, you know. But
it was probably something like a freak accident, like the brakes wouldn't work or something.
Who knows?
So the driver died, too.
Yeah, because the limo plowed through a stop sign, crashed into a parked SUV, and caused the deadliest used transportation accident in almost a decade.
So he must have been going at crazy speed.
Because
if he was going like a regular 25 miles per hour and he hit a parked car, I think there would have been some survivors.
Right, right. But the thing is that... yeah, I mean, if he died and he had seatbelts and hopefully, I'm sure there were
I just don't get how
airbags.
Everyone died.
Well,
if all they hit was a parked SUV, like how does that...
But let's just say that they probably didn't have seatbelts, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even tell you if I've ever been in a limo where I've actually put a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
You know?
See, there's no picture of how the car looked afterwards, I'm trying to see. But there's no picture of it. So,
I'm sure it's like not. They probably don't want to put them on the internet. Plus, like,
no, not the people, but the car.
No, I know, but that's just going to give us an image of like how terrible everyone's death was.
I think they'll show it. I think they'll show.
That's
it.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So four sisters. Can you imagine what it is for the parents?
No, I can't.
I mean,
literally
this
can't.
Is like beyond painful.
Yeah.
Beyond painful to lose all.
I don't think
kids.
That's something like you could ever get over.
No. I mean, it's enough to try to get over one person's
right, thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And now, like, Christmas, every holiday for them will never be the same.
Right. To
and Lord knows
least.
If they have, like, kids, grandkids, dogs.
Yeah. A lot of young couples, they said, four sisters. Yeah. So it went through a stop sign. And all 17 passengers were killed. So was the limo driver and two pedestrians. So... There you go.
Can you imagine being those two pedestrians? You're just like trying to get the fuck home?
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
So crazy. That was in New York?
Yeah.
Well, driving in New York is insane anyway.
Yeah.
So scary out there.
I know. So apparently Taylor Swift is making known her politics. Did you hear that?
No.
I know, I didn't either, so fuck it. I don't really care what she says. What she has to say. She's a singer, Maybe a good one. I don't see why.
She's been really low key lately. She used to be in like the tabloids all the time.
I know.
And no one talks about her anymore.
Well, maybe she, maybe by design, she's kind of wanted to stay back.
She probably
has
like
had
a
anything
this.
New in a while?
No.
Yeah, so.
I mean, she had this song Delicate that came out like 6 months ago that's in my iTunes. But like other than that, I haven't really heard anything from her.
Mm. Yeah, maybe she's recording another one.
Yeah, maybe she's working on a new album.
Yeah. So it's funny because it's a fight again between her and Kanye West because their politics are opposite. And then remember when he jumped the stage and shit?
Mm-hmm. Who could ever forget?
I know.
Who could ever forget?
I don't
forget?
Get this guy, you know?
Right.
I don't get him, man.
But then he made this song called, I forget the name of it, but he's basically talking about Taylor Swift and he's like, I made that bitch famous.
Yeah.
You know what song I'm talking about?
No.
He's like, something, something, me and Taylor Swift might still have sex. I made that bitch famous.
Really?
Yeah. So she made like a huge deal about it when the song came out. So Kim Kardashian said, not today, bitch. And she put on the internet the recording of Taylor Swift approving Kanye putting that in the song. So it's like all a front.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, come on.
Yes.
Come on,
so they
shorty.
Both want the attention.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
The song was dope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would have been cool with the line.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. But she went on the internet, made a big deal, and Kim Kardashian was like, nah. Like, you're not about to play us.
Yeah. That's true, right?
Yeah.
What a family, man. What a family.
Mm-hmm.
So is any of the sisters happy with her relationship, would you say?
Because
didn't, like, what's her name? Chloe...
She had a baby.
She had a baby. And
with the basketball player who cheated on her 1,000 times.
Right. Yeah. And then she left him, right?
No, they're still together.
They're still together.
Yeah, and the whole internet just
that's
like eats
that's
her up.
That's after his accident or something, right?
His accident.
Whatever happened to him, he was in the... Or was it jail? No. Something happened.
No, you're talking about Lamar Odom. That was that was her first husband.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she's not with him. He is not in the
relationship. So she's got a second husband.
No, they're not married.
Okay.
They had a baby together.
Oh.
He's a basketball player as well.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
he
okay
just
for
got
me
caught.
To be confused.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It makes sense. It makes sense. You're just not caught up with the news, but she has not been with Lamar for like a decade.
Yeah.
But
I only knew about him because of his accident or whatever.
You know, his overdose.
Yeah.
It wasn't an accident.
Okay,
it was an overdose.
That's right. Yeah. But he was like...
At a fucking whorehouse in Vegas.
Almost dead, right?
God, can you imagine your life getting to that point? Like, how did you get to this point?
Yeah. A lot of people need, or men, let's say, I don't know about women.
Yeah.
But a lot of men need like a lot of different partners, sexual partners.
Why though?
I think it's a conquest thing, you know?
Like you just got to have it.
I mean, I think boys, and then they grow to meet men, kind of view the dicks as weapons.
What do you mean by that?
Like they feel like if I put it inside a woman, I conquered her. Kind of like, you know.
See, I hate that. Like, ew.
No, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know.
I get it. Like, I understand where you're coming from. Makes me want to never have sex with a guy ever again, though.
Why?
Because it's like, I'm not your conquest. Like, what are you going to do after you got it? You're going to be done with me?
No, but I don't think it's... That, well, I don't know. I never really analyzed it, but I'm trying to think. I mean, why else? Why else would guys need a lot of different partners? And I'm telling you, most guys, I don't care if they're married or not, and they probably, most of them don't want to cheat, but they'll still talk about it.
Like they'll talk about what they would do to the chick that's walking by at the grocery
exactly,
store.
Or something like that.
I mean, it's okay. I think it's natural to talk about it as long as you don't actually like act out on it when you're in a relationship.
Right. Yeah. Because you're betraying the other person.
And if you are in a relationship, then I think it's like you have to say like I cheated on you. I feel like you need to man up and say that or boss up if you're a female.
Right.
Like if I cheated, I would have such a guilty conscience. Like he would know. And I'd be like, I fucked up.
Wow.
I've never cheated in my life.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it'd be like to tell somebody that you fucked around on them.
Right.
I've never done
like,
it.
Like, hey, we've been spending all this time together. We really like each other. But like for one night, I just like didn't give a fuck, basically.
Right.
Like, for one night, I viewed you as disposable.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, you could go in the trash tonight. Like, cheating on you is worth all the risk of losing you. That's what cheaters think. Like, they have a moment in time where they can be like, is this worth it?
Right.
Like, they think about how fucked up you're going to be, how sad you're going to be. You're probably going to cry. And they thought, even with those risks and those factors,
they still did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they basically don't care about you.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't give a shit at all.
That's why when people are like, I stayed with him after he cheated, I'm like, never.
Yeah.
Never. I don't care. Like, and after seeing my mom and dad, fuck no. Yeah. You cheat once, I'm good.
Once they fuck up, that's enough. Right. Man. You don't need them back.
But like, how, okay, so if you are dating or fucking a guy, when does it get to the point where like you can be like, well, I have a right to know.
Right.
Like, when do you have a right to be like, what's up? Who did you fuck this weekend?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I want to know. Like, when is it okay? Oh, like if, yeah, for my body's sake.
But you mean before or after you decide to be exclusive with each other?
But like, I don't think in this generation you have that conversation.
Really?
I don't think you sit down and you're like,
No, you don't sit down and say it.
Like, we're together now.
But it's implied. But yeah, like, we're together.
But how's it implied? Because listen.
Because we're together now. Aren't you supposed to be monogamous still?
But what makes you together now is what I'm saying.
That you've been together, and close for a few times.
Five times?
Or something. Oh, I don't know. I sometimes can tell by the second.
Like, yeah, if it's like someone you actually care about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, it's like, when does a woman or a man have a right to be like, you're not talking to anybody else?
I wouldn't say you ever have the right unless they give you a reason to suspect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I mean, you don't just come out and say that. I'd be like really pissed. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I wasn't even thinking about that. So, yeah, no, don't just bring it up because that's insecurity on your part.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
You know, yeah, so don't just assume.
I just don't want to be like sleeping with someone who's sleeping with other people, but I also feel like in the beginning, I don't have a right to ever be like, who are you sleeping with?
No.
Because I just met you.
Right.
Like, he owes me nothing.
Well,
and I owe him nothing.
Right.
At the end of the day.
That's true. I mean, if you guys haven't discussed it, so if I were you, by the second time you have sex, at least I would say, so where do you want to take the relationship? Are we like,
that's fast though?
Why?
Like, because I feel like I'm still like trying to figure out, like, plus I'd be looking for reasons why I don't like guys
for the third or fourth.
Like, I'd be like waiting for something to happen so I could be like, all right, yeah, he ain't shit.
Yeah,
that's so fucked up.
It is,
because I complain about being single and yet I'm looking for reasons to be single.
Yeah, no, not good.
Like, I'll be like, ugh, like, just one small thing, and I'm like, I'm good.
Tell me something. Why don't you get a friggin' therapist so you can talk to someone so they can help you a little bit with the way you think?
I'm going to actually put that on my to-do list of things to do today.
Yeah.
Because all it takes is one phone call.
Don't they provide some for free?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have, do you have health insurance?
I have, like, Medi-Cal or something.
Medi-Cal.
Like, the cheapest, like, the people that don't work,
that's
that
okay,
insurance.
But you still have, so they'll cover you because there's a parity law where you're entitled, quote unquote, to psychological help too, like maybe 10 visits, something like that.
So
do that. What have you got to lose? You know, just get somebody like a woman that's got a lot of experience in life in dealing with the younger people and finding out, you know, how you can approach it in different ways so you don't fuck it up again.
Right.
Because obviously if you fuck it up, then you're doing something wrong. Your thinking is wrong. And thus you're acting in a way maybe that either disconnects you from the person because you become like distant or they just say, fuck it, you know.
Right.
It's too much.
Hmm.
Yeah. So,
I don't know if I'm meant to be in a relationship. Like, as much as I want to, I don't know if I'm supposed to be in one.
Yeah.
You know? I just overthink shit way too much.
But there's no such thing I'm supposed to be. Of course. Every human being is, deserves to find someone and be with someone.
Yeah, that's
why
true.
Why would you think that way?
I don't know.
Yeah, you see, again, it's low self-esteem.
No.
It's because you haven't connected with anyone in a while. If I were you, I'd be walking on air right now.
Yeah, but that's what scares me, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, when I tell you, like, even last night, like when we got to dinner and we were talking, I told him what I just told you. I was like, I literally look for reasons not to like a guy, and I cannot find one about you that I don't like.
Good. But that's too early too, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because yeah. I've only like, that was our first like real hangout.
Right.
Besides like when your dick is in my mouth.
Okay, so you are dirty. You're dirtying up the show. What can I say? That's funny, but it's cool because it takes me back to my second co-host, who was the first really memorable one. Okay,
was that the one that showed up?
No.
She came here with a new.
No. That was Brigetta, but yeah. No. Brigetta was probably the second best.
Yeah.
And then you're coming here as the coming most in recent. Hot. Right. But Susie, when she was here, she was 24.
I hate that name.
She was 24. She was cute.
Yeah.
And everything she said was so fucking dirty. You know, I mean, the experiences that she would have, you know.
Like maybe she was like a low-key porn star.
She's like, no, not at all. She was like, she had a sugar daddy back home.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's what a lot of girls have.
She's 24 and he was like in his 60s.
I could not.
Yeah, that's too much, right? Yeah. So, at any rate.
But I guess it's like quick and fast.
But she claimed that they didn't really have sex. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe she was. Because she was pretty honest. She had nothing to hide.
Yeah.
She was like, this is me, you know? But let me give you an example. Like, I guess she was in Vegas and they were dancing or something. And this guy's like sticking his hand up her asshole while they're dancing, and she's telling this story. And I'm going, what the
Like
fuck?
He was fingering her butthole?
Yeah, yeah, while they were dancing, and she had just met him.
Ew.
Right.
First of all, ew.
I know. So so we recorded those parts, and my friend, who was a host at the time, did all kinds of like jingles and shit. Clips. It was the funniest thing, man. But
yeah, I wouldn't be doing all that.
But you'll have some good memorable lines on this show for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. 110%.
But no, when you first came here, I thought she's radio gold. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's fun,
and you talk in like the way people talk now.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people live vicariously through us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like they wish they could have this conversation on a Monday morning, mm-hmm. but instead they're like doing whatever
in front of a lot of people.
Yeah,
but well, that's where I was. I'd listen to Howard Stern. I'd go, "Fuck, I want to do this."
Yeah, dead ass.
So I'm not Howard Stern, not even close, but just a speck in his world.
Yeah,
but nevertheless. I'm enjoying myself. You're enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are listening, I'm sure, enjoying themselves. So there you go. We have a little circle here.
Right.
Of people that have fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're the entertainers. But I always wanted to be on this side of the microphone or screen or whatever.
Right. You know, it's camera. So fun.
Yeah.
It's a good gig. For sure.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the sad thing is it's probably going to, end soon.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's but when not, you know, you know.
Yeah. But I'm just feeling bad for you because I know you like this and you're like, what the fuck, man? Suddenly this thing ends.
I know, but life, you can't stop life from happening.
Right,
you know? And I appreciate the fucking experience because I would have never known I liked being on the radio.
Right.
Had I not been on the radio.
Exactly. Now you can do a lot of different things.
Right.
You know,
and
you have something solid on your resume.
Yeah.
Too, you
and
know?
You're giving me like 2 months to get my shit.
Yeah, you know.
I got 2 months to figure the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how these 2 months go.
So you're just going to like move there in December.
Okay, so what I'm going to
do
is...
spend Christmas by yourself?
So the plan is to move to the Oregon coast. For those of you who haven't been following, I went to Oregon 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And you're going again this week, right?
So I'm going again this week, this time to stay only in one place, in the place I want to live, as opposed to the road trip I did.
Okay.
Because in the scheme of things, in that whole trip, I drove so much that in this particular town, I was only there for the evening, let's say, from 3 till about the following morning.
Okay.
So I don't remember much from it, but I remember it was a more established coast town than the other ones that were there.
Coastal
towns, beach towns. So So this week I want to go and just be there for 5-6 days to see what it's like.
And then see if you actually really like it.
Right. To see, to find a place to live.
Right.
To see if it's worth it to buy a place or just rent one in the beginning.
Right.
You know, because you don't know. I want to leave myself an out always, you know. If I don't like it in 3-6 months, I move on. You know, yeah. I don't even have to come back here.
Yeah, but like what about like... Moving's a hassle, dude.
It is a hassle.
It's like a big deal just to be doing it for like 3 to 6 months.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is most of the things I have here, I'm not even going to take with me.
Oh, like what about your furniture and shit?
Well, so I'll get furniture there.
What about your lease? Are you going to break your lease early? Because usually they charge you like a whole month's rent,
I've been here for fucking 14 years. What do you mean? I'm not breaking any lease. It's month to month now.
Oh, okay.
You mean over there when I move?
No, I meant here. Here, yeah. Okay.
No, I've got no lease. Oh,
Mine's month to month, too.
Yeah. So, no, I can leave whenever I want. I give them 30 days, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
But I've thought about all these things, and I'm going to the nice thing is I'm not going to disconnect myself from the station.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to run things the way I do now. I just won't be
remotely
here. Right. I just won't be here. There'll be people running it very efficiently, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
The same people that have been. And the only thing that's going to change really is our show.
Yeah.
And people are saying, don't stop your show. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to find anybody there that's
a co-host.
Maybe.
You really could.
But you know what? I don't know. Maybe I'd get lucky, but it's kind of a sleepy place, you know?
Right.
I think it's
older. But what if there's like a hidden gem there who's perfect for radio?
Yeah. Maybe there is, right?
Yeah. You just got to put an ad on Craigslist.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you had to pay for Craigslist. So now I'm a little... Like, for me, it's like, how are all these sex ads on there then? Like, those jobs that are like...
Yeah, but jobs, the sections where you don't have to pay. But even the ones with the sex, people probably pay to put the ad up.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, can you be that desperate?
Yeah,
like,
but...
Like, you're that desperate. You got to pay Craigslist to, like, get some pussy.
Yeah.
Like, dead ass.
I didn't know that costs money.
Yeah.
And only jobs because employers have money, so they charge them.
No, yeah. Anytime you put any type of job listing, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, job listing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, look, if they're looking for a model or something or a porn star, you know.
But they're posting it as jobs.
I know.
So they're paying for that.
Yeah, but it's $25. It's no big deal.
So trash.
Yeah. But it's funny how the younger generation, you guys are accustomed to everything for free, you know?
Yeah.
But things cost money.
Yep.
Somebody has to pay for this shit.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so true.
Yeah. So that's why people like me pay $9.95 for Spotify to not have ads and also to be able to choose the song I want every time,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to using free Spotify that has commercials, doesn't let me download, like if you want to download for off line listening. And of course, you can't choose the songs you want. You can only replay a song once or fast forward once, and that's it. Then it tells you you need to get the premium one if you want to. So it's usually just on shuffle.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mine's like, I do that with Apple Music, not Spotify.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I pick the songs that I want in my library, and then I just put it on shuffle, like when I go on car rides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you see, that's why this business model actually works, because the people that pay finance the people that don't pay,
mm-hmm.
and the company can make money that
way.
So that's when they make premium and shit like that.
Right.
So it depends what you're willing to pay for, you know? I mean, just like with watching porn, I mean, some people would go to those tube sites, but they're horrible, you know? So, but if you go and you pay $30 a month, you're going to get fucking some quality porn.
Yeah.
You know? We're including the fucking cum shots, too, because let me tell you, a lot of those
tubes... Yeah, they'd be, like, editing them out.
They're editing them out, mm-hmm. because what happens, look, in the beginning, people would upload them to share them, the videos.
Right.
And then the porn companies were onto this, and they figured, well, let me just promote my site.
Yeah, so they put the videos,
so they
and
put
then
their
they
own
end
videos.
It with their website.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm like, okay, that was good.
Yeah.
Thanks for the 3 minutes of promo.
But I remember when I used to talk to people and they complained about piracy and everything, I said, yeah, but this is advertising for you, you know? If the videos have your name on it,
right,
and I like it, I'll go to your website.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, porn is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some people pay, and you have advertising, so some people pay for the free shit.
Right. 110%.
But it's horrible, man. I realized if you're trying to, well, let's say it nicely. Okay, if you're trying to masturbate.
Right.
Okay.
How else would you say that? What's a not polite way of saying that?
Drop a load or...
Okay, no one says that.
No?
Never.
You see, on Howard Stern, they do all the time.
I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard somebody say, drop a load. Yeah. I hate when people say cock, though.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
Okay. I know you said that, so I get it. I don't say it.
Like, it was said last night, and I was like, no.
Really? Mm. Wow. So, you have a C word. You don't want, hey, I don't want to hear that. It's a C word.
Yeah. I don't like it at all.
Well, at least you're not offended by the organ itself. So there you go.
No, not at all. But if you say, like, put my cock in your mouth.
You, yeah.
It's not doing it for me.
No, huh?
Nope.
Yeah, that's porn star talk, though.
Yeah.
They always call it cock.
I know. Why?
Because that's how, that's their lingo in the industry.
Hmm.
Yeah. They're very dirty.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, BBC, Big Black Cock. Then they have CBT, which is...
What is that?
Let's see. Cock and Balls Torture.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like,
I've never ever... I don't
you
even
see,
think...
I know,
is
I
that
know
like...
all the... I know, let me tell you how I know all this shit, because people are going to go, what the fuck does he know? Well, the thing is this, is that I was... like into the porn industry. I wasn't
right.
in it.
Right.
And I started this adult radio station. So I knew what was going on
right,
in the
right.
industry, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it was just in front of me in all the trade magazines and stuff. But at any rate, so yeah, so you see shit like this and you go, what the fuck?
Right.
You know? What cock and ball torture?
I've never seen that.
But people are into that shit, you know? It's
well,
like,
yeah, a lot of people like to be like tied up and like spanked and like gagged and like anal
yeah.
shit. And it's like, all right. Like, people be doing some weird
They really do, you
shit.
Know? And they'll make videos for all of these people
right,
to
right.
enjoy, you know?
No,
but
so...
some, it just goes beyond the taste of any...
no, yeah.
You know?
No.
I mean, have you heard of, like, scat porn? I mean...
No, what the fuck is that?
That's shitting. Shitting. People shitting.
Oh, shitting where? Like, what do you mean? I'm so confused.
Like, watching people take a shit. That's scat.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't.
There's shit in their mouth, and I mean, listen.
I saw that. I mean, that video did go viral a couple of years ago. Two girls.
I just heard of this. I'm like, I'm just scared to ever be able to see one.
No. Well, did you ever see Two Girls, One Cup?
No.
Yeah, it went viral like a couple of years ago, and I think that was the first time I've ever realized that. Oh my god! Even when I think about it.
Oh no no no! Okay, let's change the subject. You know that there's a hurricane coming up.
Coming where?
On the East Coast, man.
Okay, yeah, but not like Boston. It's going to be like one in Florida?
No, I don't know. Is it in Florida? Let me see. Michael is now officially a hurricane.
They come up with the most basic names now.
Yeah.
Michael.
Well, it's always the same. They go by the ABC. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, every hurricane from the beginning of the year, they give it a name that
What was that?
Oh, this is like sound from the hurricane. Okay, I just pressed the wrong button.
Where is it?
Okay, Florida.
I know Haiti just got hit with something, an earthquake or a hurricane.
Mm.
They had an earthquake and the magnitude was really aggressive, I guess. Which is crazy because they already had that really terrible earthquake
yeah.
a few years ago.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
The Gulf of Mexico. That's where this is going.
So I'm not going to nap today. I promise myself I'm not going to nap.
Okay, don't nap.
Because I got no sleep.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. I actually fell asleep on his chest. That's weird. I don't do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, you're getting somewhere. Listen, you felt comfortable.
I think it's a good sign if a guy doesn't kick you out right away.
That's a good sign.
Right? Like if he wants you to stay.
Did you feel he wanted you to stay?
He told me I was staying. Yeah. It wasn't like I was like, hey, I'm going home now.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you're getting into bed and we're going to sleep.
Oh, cool. Listen, there's a mutual thing there. Keep doing what you're doing.
I'm not, but the thing is, this is the first time I'm not trying.
Yeah, good.
It's like I'm not trying. I don't have to. It's so easy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also don't want to go with someone who's fucked up.
Why is he fucked up?
He's deaf. Like, he's definitely got some emotional commitment issues. Like,
he's
I feel like.
He's deaf?
No, like, he's deaf. Like, definitely.
Oh, oh. Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, that was funny. No, that's funny. He's deaf.
Like, I even told him, I go, so what, am I going to see you in 7 days? Because, like, I know you're not going to be able to handle seeing me more than once this week because you don't want to get attached. And he laughed because I was dead serious. Like, I was dead correct.
But why did you say that? That's a stupid thing to say.
No, because I can read him like a book.
So what? You don't have to say anything. That's bullshit.
Why can't, but what is the fun of not being able to say what you want to say, though?
Because what you're saying is you put pressure on him and he don't want to. You know?
Yeah, like I don't want him to feel like he has to hang out with me.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, listen, we're out of time.
That went by fast today.
It did, huh? Well, because we're good to go, you know, every day. So stay with us, guys. We are going to continue having great shows. If you listened on Friday, we had Zoriana talking about movies. Mm-hmm. She'll be back on Wednesday. And then Thursday through Tuesday, we'll be out again.
Right.
Where I'll be exploring my next home.
Right.
So everybody, thank you all for listening. Danny, thank you for providing the best stories ever.
You're welcome.
All right. You see, when women are married and they become co-hosts, there's not much to tell.
Yeah, because then their husband is like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, they don't do a lot, mm-hmm. You know. So, all right, folks. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.